spangling the sea. Ruffle and tuck, river fabric wags doggedly towards ocean, heaping surface on surface, its cadence a gown. Perpetually beneath lurks stillness, a calm inseam sewn by handless needles, distinct from yet part of the sequin design that glints iridescent now, then dark as pine. Between silt and waver live many denizens of the deep, zigzagging shiners, freshwater drums, tessellated darters, grass carp, a kaleidoscopic plenitude that yaws and rolls among root wads and bubble curtains drawn on riparian terraces, hinged vertebrae whipping back and forth in an elastic continuum, displacing the fluid milieu, enabling them, polarized or not, to scull along in schools. Nothing in outer space so bizarre as episodes underwater. The guild emerged from bouts of massive oviparity, staged upon plankton columns where some fry turn larval, while the majority never leave the sure rot of egg sleep. Whether due to snowmelt in mountainous headwater tracks or to rainfall from cumulonimbus fancy, for whatever reason water appears, from serpentine soil and prairie scrub mosaic, a small, muddy trickle that gains momentum as it swells and deepens, sweeping along twigs, carcasses, bald tires, to empty at length into estuaries engulfed by tides, perpetually born of a body dressed in hastening garb, upholstering 2/3 more surface than any ground.